Fruit, A Cosmic Story by James N. Arrington. Author's note. Cosmos implies a view of the universe as an orderly, intentional system. Cosmic myths are creation stories which convey how the world began and how people first came to inhabit it. Fruit, A Cosmic Story, contains a poetic and artistic exploration of the events that led up to the creation of the world, the great heavenly family, the purpose of creation, the fuel behind the war in heaven, the Garden of Eden, and the beginning of the human experience, in hopes of evoking curiosity on the subject. This poem starts long before the framing of the world, exploring the roles of figures like Heavenly Father and Mother, also called Heavenly Parents or Elohim, the plural of Eloah, Jehovah, Michael, Eve, and Lucifer, and invites the reader to ask questions about eternal goods and bads, our spiritual identity, relationships, and purposes in eternity. As an artistic venture, I have drawn upon and alluded to the scriptural record found in the Bible and Restoration Scripture, and have laced it with interesting Easter eggs, having been given ample opportunity to make a myriad of assumptions where no detail has been given. Fruit is intended to be read slowly, or even performed as an oration, with accompanying visuals. Hopefully, Fruit will give you something important to chew on. I'd love to see how you imagine it all to have been. Part 1, In the Beginning, The Bitter Fruit. Your truths, Mother, Father, are bitter to my tongue, and I wince, I shrink, I shudder to partake. Is there no other way to become as you are? A feast you offer of ideals that enrich, but youth and error and doubt are my companions. They cause my tongue to falter at their taste. How can sustenance such as this stir within me and generate greatness like unto yours? Your gift, dear parents, I trust for your goodness. But the sting, I am weak, yet I yearn to increase. Must pain precede growth and power follow strain? A promise you offer of ideals that exalt, but trial and avail, the unknown is my habitation. You say I must struggle in darkness to value the light. Your ways, Mother, Father, are close to my heart, but far from experience and understanding. I look, O parents, with awe upon your faces, your light, your power, I scarcely can gaze, your penetrating brilliance so ancient and pure. You are of truth, and truth is in you, what is, what was, and that which will be. Why then must your fruit be so hard to consume? I see with certain clarity the end to which your ways lead, and I like what I see. Your ageless wisdom, the great ones uphold, such beauty, such grace, drawn straight from your lips. To what shall I compare such obvious realities? As water that stifles the drought in my mind, a spring, a well, a fountain of righteousness, the source, to be sure, of ever-living waters. Each morsel partaken and each measure drunk stirs as light within my ever-enlarging soul. My nourishment has ever been light and truth, and I ate, I consumed, but I hardly understood. Unchallenged were your fruits, rivaled by none. But now over yonder comes words of another, a whisper, a tale of promises fair, his gaze fixed on a throne set higher than yours. I wonder and marvel at his boldness, for his words are not always single with yours. Can his ways stand? I seek to know more. I stare, I reflect, yet I stand unamazed. No glory emits from his self-aggrandizing manner. He boasts of the time that he stood in your courts, for eons and eons he learned at your knee. Yet his ways are contested, unknown and untested. Unsteady are the pledges he makes, guarantees that proceed like fire from his lips. And he likes the darkness. He is great, to be sure, and he seeks to be more. Each word, each speech, each doctrine he spouts, all more or less than the fruits of your tree, yet they ring with a sweetness, delicious, desired. Greatness, with no pain nor the remorse of guilt, without condition or consequence, he offers me power. If true, his words and ways are of such power, I am tempted to assent and step from your paths toward darkness. I partake, for a moment, 'tis sweet to my tongue. I think, I rethink, I want to partake. He offers a way full of delightful experience. Yet, once all consumed, my hunger for more remains, gnawing, growing, my appetite increases unquenched. Boundlessly I wish to glut on his words. Ah, perhaps if I held more of what I crave, I could somehow satisfy this famine within. But what of the bright ones who offer your fruits? Your son, the first, our greatest of kin. Your words he espouses, a champion of your path. Many come forth and share of their light. Your captains, the great ones, the ancient and true, each offers boldly the bitter yet pure. Somehow they stand unswayed by this son of the morning whose words hold a mysterious draw. These ancients have ever given of your fruit. And I ate, I consumed, I accepted your views. Their teachings were plain, a straight, narrow course. And you have taken me aside at times, at your knee, in your arms, gentle, admonishing, your ways even higher than these who are commissioned. Why? Why have you shown such interest in these of my generation? We are not great like you are. My mind conflicted, my soul afflicted. I think, I rethink. What do I desire? Dual paths stretch forth before my gaze. Two trees present their fruits to my taking, one bitter, one sweet, enlarging or hollow. I cannot serve both bitter and sweet. Fair promises spoken by a smooth tongue pull strongly, for their sweetness beckons my soul. No. Your gift, bright ones, I trust, for your greatness. Despite sting and pain, I yearn to increase. Settled, your thoughts and your ways shall be my aim. I shall learn to appreciate the bitter fullness, for it stirs, it expands. Ah, my soul is revived. To what shall I compare the fruits of your ways? Did not formerly behold the great chasm that lay between his tree and yours. With intent, I partake your fruit, and rapture takes hold. Such strength, such power, I feel the gain. My feast renews, no famines remain. To the nethermost parts of the garden I look, still there, espousing, they flock to his side. I see with new eyes the darkness of his domain. Were his fruits not so sweet, the choice would be plain. How ungainly is knowledge without light. To your side, mother, father, yet loyal to truth, your sons, your fair daughters, each noble from birth, they come one by one, each filled with conviction. No flocking or droves, no great hoarding throng, one here and one there, each sharing a song. As light bursting forth, both noble and strong. Still stronger they grow as the light of your ways and your truths emanating, they willfully embrace. Transformation within, a change taking hold, once bitter, now delight, to partake, now a joy. My hunger and thirst for righteousness grows. Any sweetness I sensed from the lies of the dark, now a stench, a cloak, stretching over the garden. How is it I blindly sought to glut on such emptiness? I fear for my kin who don't see as I do. Each must wake from this dream they so heartily embrace. Your councils convene. I enter your trust, commissioned, sent forth to act in your stead. A call to go forth to draw others unto you. With honor, dear parents, I'll act in your name. I'll lift and strengthen and offer them gain. A course that is straight and unfettered from pretense. That I may henceforth empower with bright diamond truth, I walk once more toward darkness. I hope you enjoyed part one of Fruit, a Cosmic Story, In the Beginning, The Bitter Fruit, and I hope it has evoked some interesting thoughts. I invite you to listen to part two, The Great War, Darkness Overtaking, and consider visiting cosmic-fruit.com where you can purchase a hard copy of the book, find spoilers, Easter eggs, and behind-the-scenes nuggets that'll make your experience of Fruit even more delightful. I welcome questions and insights you may have to share. Thank you for listening, and remember to always treasure one another. Beloved parents, give us of your fruits, we pray. Give us sorrow, that we might have compassion. Burden, that we might have strength. Trial, that we might grow. Loss, that we might have gratitude. Life, that we might gain experience. And grant us one another, we pray, that we might share love everlasting. Amen.